Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, less than a week after his DUI, he's being charged for an assault in Toronto. The charges stem from an incident back in December where a member of his entourage got into an altercation with a limo driver and reportedly struck him in the head several times. Toronto police confirmed the singer turned himself in on Wednesday, was fingerprinted and posed for his second mugshot in his first prison in Miami. Bieber's lawyer said, "We anticipate that this matter will be treated as a summary offense, the equivalent of a misdemeanor in the United States." He is scheduled to appear back in court on March 10th for the alleged assault. As for his DUI, the 19-year-old is pleading not guilty on all charges and will be arraigned on Valentine's Day.
There's entertainment reporter Ashley Roth commenting on Justin Bieber's assault charge in Canada and his DUI charge in Florida. His legal woes are number 10 this week on the countdown, if you can believe that. He's that important to some people that he has found his way to number 10 on the countdown spot. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our weekly overview of what's happening in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented political talk radio. That's what some call it. We'll be reviewing the top 10 talk topics determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And this week, Justin Bieber is the number 10 item. Jay Leno, much more important discussion, and his impending departure from the Tonight Show. Number 9 on the countdown. And to give it its due, here are host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to entertainment reporter Rick Bentley about Jay being forced out again at NBC.
There was an interview on 60 Minutes that they did with Jay Leno, and I got every indication in the world that Jay Leno does not want to go away. He does not want to leave the Tonight Show. This is the second time, and I don't feel bad for Jay Leno. He's made a lot of money over the years, but this is twice now that NBC has said, "We've decided that you don't want to be the host of the Tonight Show anymore."
Yeah, this whole thing's been so messed up. Nothing against me, Fallon. Okay, he's very talented.
He's very funny.
Right, and taking over, it's not good. We're not going to lose anything. It's just a weird. I don't know this obsession with NBC to you know, they let Carson go until he was ready, and it's not. And certainly Jay's not Carson's age. Jay's still very quick. The show still has, you know. I don't know if this whole idea that we have to get younger, that they're seeing AP sort of pulling some viewers away from them, so they feel like they need to move Fallon up there. I don't think that's a hint that maybe Dave's about ready to retire, and they're going to bring in somebody younger there to take over, and they're sort of preempting it. I don't know. It's again, I hope it's not one of the situations, because it was such a disaster the last time, that if Fallon's numbers don't hit big, and again, Jay's numbers didn't hit that big when he started, that they're going to pull him like they did with Conan. That's just the weirdest thing. I don't know why they're obsessed with getting Jay off the air.
Now, how are Jay's ratings and Letterman's ratings at this point? Are they fairly decent, or have they really dropped?
They're fine, you know. Kimmel's certainly coming up.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel's certainly finding his way, and it's taken Kimmel years to do this. So just remember, he didn't come on the air last year. It takes time to build your own audience, and so Leno's numbers are fine. Now, you could certainly stay with that. It's just the weirdest thing. I wish I had an explanation. I didn't have one before with it.
Well, NBC says they want to keep him in the fold. They've gone out of their way to say we don't want Jay Leno to leave entirely. But the last time they gave him that 9 o'clock show, and that just didn't work at all.
Well, that was an absurdity. I mean, that was just a way to get around money.
Yeah.
That was a cheap show we could put on at that last hour of the evening before the late night news. People just don't want that. Again, you can't put a talk show up against an hour drama on another channel and expect it to win.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do with Jay? Are you just going to have a series of specials every once in a while with jaywalking? Or, I mean, he doesn't have a lot. It's not like he could suddenly be cast as, you know, a rink of Family Matters or something. I mean, he's limited in what he can do.
Right.
And so, and if we do a series of those, well, then why isn't he still doing them at night? It's weird.
Yeah, and I'm a Letterman fan, but I appreciate what Jay Leno does too, and I saw him live, and it really is a fantastic show. He does a great job, but I just don't feel like there's any fizz anymore. It's like, you know, just having a 14-year-old son. He hates Leno. He doesn't even love Letterman. But because they're just too old for this generation of kids growing up. And I think you go Jimmy Fallon, they're going to watch it like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if kids are watching late night TV that much. I mean, are we really chasing that audience? I think it, I think that's why Jay and Letterman have done so well is that the audience of that time period is are older people who are falling asleep with, you know, in the bedrooms and that type of thing. I don't think kids are, I can't imagine that many young people watching those shows anymore.
Up next, John McCain, Obamacare and the NSA. They'll be our focus in the next portion of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Pierre Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview of what's happening, kind of like a music countdown show, only what you're singing to are the voices of the talk hosts who are discussing the issues and the callers themselves. The censure of John McCain, number 8 on the countdown. This is sort of an interesting reality. Host Mike Broomhead talked about Arizona's Republican Party voting to censure McCain because they felt his record is becoming too liberal.
John McCain was censured. And what that means is nothing. It means nothing is what it means. It means the Republican Party in Arizona is angry with John McCain. This is my problem with this from the very beginning. I'm caught. You know, they say you can't have your feet in two separate boats. I always feel like I do. I feel like I'm in two separate boats. In principle, I agree with just about everything these people say. In practice, it does nothing. They accomplished nothing on Saturday. And many of them are, again, I'm gonna give you a couple of equivocations here, or a couple of analogies. I always say, you aren't going to find anyone more pro-Second Amendment than I am. But I've said a number of times on the air, I've never gone to a Second Amendment rally at the Capitol. No offense, I'm never going. And I'm not going because they don't accomplish anything. It doesn't do any good for me to go stand around with a bunch of people that agree with me, wave my gun at the Capitol, and scream, "You're not taking my gun." All it does is make everybody stand in their feel good. Everybody pumps their fist in the air and says, yeah, but they accomplish nothing. They haven't changed the minds of anybody that's for gun control. They haven't done anything to further their cause or explain their position in a positive way. They are venting their anger. Now, do I think that the Arizona Republican Party has some reasons to be angry with John McCain? Sure. So do I think that there are some people, especially in the Tea Party, that have a reason sometimes to be upset with John McCain? Of course I do. Do I think that the AZ GOP did anything to further their cause on Saturday by censuring John McCain? Absolutely not.
Obamacare at number 7 on the countdown, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it. Here's host Dom Giordano talking to the chairman of the Republican National Committee. This guy says young people need to wake up and realize that Obamacare was designed to screw them.
Younger voters, State of the Union, the ones that are paying attention to that, millennials, this should have been poison to them because it's redistribution to older generations.
Well, Obamacare was specifically and intentionally designed to screw over young people, and they know it. To sit there at 27, 28 years old and be force-fed an $800 policy that they don't want because the law says they have to buy it. And by the way, the law is called Obamacare. Ken Cuccinelli won all voters between 18 and 24. And that's because of Obamacare. So you don't hear the media talking about the fact that we have a youth revolution going on in our party thanks to Obamacare, but it's true.
The NSA spying scandal, number 6 on the countdown. Host Mike O'Neill and Mike Russell talked about the road that led us to the point that the NSA is spying on Americans.
This goes back to issues that are older than America, about how far the government can go in intruding on our privacy. You know, when the Constitution was written, it was about British soldiers breaking down our door. But as it's been interpreted, the issues about government's rights or lack of rights to monitor our phone calls are really imputed to be about the same thing. What I want to suggest is, as a country, we tend to do bad things when we get scared. Most recently, I think the immediate stuff that we're engaged in right now is all byproducts of the fact that after 9/11, we went a little nuts.
You're referencing the Patriot Act.
Patriot Act, and that was certainly part. Absolutely. Right. But you know what? There's a lot of historical precedent for this.
Okay.
In World War II, after Pearl Harbor, what we did to the Japanese in this country, Japanese American citizens were all embarrassed by that. In the 1950s, it was communism. That was back when those Russians were 9 feet tall and invincible.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe McCarthy said there's 257, I don't know the number, but it was a very specific number. He never produced one, but he said there's that many communists in the State Department and the country freaked out. In the 1960s, the government went after anti-war protesters. They went after Martin Luther King, and they weren't just doing surveillance. I mean, they're sending him notes saying you ought to commit suicide or else this information is going to get out. They weren't just investigating. I think, and then we have 9/11 and the Patriot Act. I think we've got to see this as all kind of forms of the same thing. We get scared.
To what end, though? Are we justifying it because of that?
Well, I think that's what always has been. There is a tension in the Fourth Amendment that says that we shall be secure in our homes and property against, quote-unquote, unreasonable searches and seizures.
Correct.
Now, that doesn't give us an absolute right not to be searched. What it protects us against is an unreasonable search. And the whole word comes down to what is unreasonable. And historically, when we get scared, what happens is we push the envelope and say it's more important that the country as a whole, there's a threat. We have to be secure against that, and so we're willing to threaten personal liberties more.
Yeah. This far removed from 9/11, 12 years or 13 years now removed from 9/11, we, to this day, when you hear 9/11, you are supposed to shut up.
Yeah.
You don't defend that. You don't argue against it. They just say 9/11, and you're supposed to sit down like a dog.
Coming up on the countdown, the Olympics and immigration. So those will be the next two items when we continue in just a matter of moments here on the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown Show.
K
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Glad to have you along. Welcome back to Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen, number five this week on our countdown as we work toward number one, the Olympics. Here's Mike Huckabee talking to Steven Seagal about his relationship with Vladimir Putin and the continuing concerns over security for next month's Olympics.
You do have a good relationship with Vladimir Putin, and the world's attention is on the stage of Russia because of the Olympics. Do you feel confident that he and the Russian government can make this a safe environment for the people of the world who will gather for the Olympics?
I don't think that there's any such thing as 100% guarantee on anything in life. You could walk out to, you know, go buy a bag of sugar and get hit by a car. So anything is possible. But I do know the Alpha Spetsnaz group very, very well. I think they are some of the best anti-terrorist crack commandos in the world. I know them very well, actually. And I think that by virtue of the fact that they have so much experience with terrorism, you couldn't have a better group of guys that are out there searching them out and, getting rid of them or getting them neutralized. And I also think that FSB are one of the most spectacular group of, intel people in the world. I just think that the chances of any of these suicide bombers actually being able to pull it off are extremely remote by virtue of the fact that, you know, Sochi's on such high alert. They've got amazing assets in place with great liaison all over the world. So President Putin is doing the very, very best he can. And like I said, FSB and Alpha Spetsnaz are really some of the best on Earth, so it's going to be pretty tough for anybody to pull it off.
Number four item on the countdown, immigration legislation. Host Richard Dixon can't believe Republicans are behind a new push for immigration reform that includes amnesty for the millions of illegals that are here now.
Remembering back to 2007 when George W. Bush was on board, Lindsey Graham was on board, John McCain was on board. Anybody surprised that all the rhinos were basically on board with this thing? And then all the Democrats were on board with this illegal immigration revisionist law that they were trying to push through that essentially was amnesty. It essentially gave amnesty to everybody that was in this country.
You've got to get in line, you got to do some paperwork, and you got to pay this, and you got to...
Yeah, there were so many holes in this thing. The long and short of it was, if you were already here, you were never going to get sent back. There wasn't going to be any sort of deportation of any kind ever. Well, they came very close to passing that. It really took the American people taking their phones in their hands and calling 9 to 1. For every one call that said, we really like this, we think you should do it, 9 people said, hey, Senator, if you vote for this, you will not get my vote in the next election. That's the last time I'll ever give to the Republican Party. It's the last time I'll vote for you or your ilk. The Tea Party gets my vote from this point forward. Tea Party didn't exist back then. But people are already saying, you get challenged by somebody who's a little bit more on the Republican side, and we're going to take their side, and you're going to be out of a job. That was 2007. Ann Coulter has written a positively brilliant piece on it. And here's what she has to say. I won't read the entire thing, but I'll give you bits and pieces of it, just the highlights. As House Republicans prepare to sell out the country on immigration this week, Phyllis Schlafly has produced a stunning report on how immigration changed the country. The report's still embargoed, but someone slipped me a copy, and it's too important to wait. Leave aside the harm cheap labor being dumped on the country does to the millions of unemployed Americans. But putting that aside, says Ann Coulter, what does it mean for the Republican Party? Citing surveys from the Pew Research Center, the Pew Hispanic Center, Gallup, NBC News, Harris Polling, the Annenberg Policy Center, Latino Decisions, the Center for Immigration Studies, and the Hudson Institute, Schlafly's report overwhelmingly demonstrates that merely continuing our current immigration policy spells doom for the Republican Party. All we have to do is keep doing what we're doing, and the Republican Party is over.
Immigration legislation number 4 on the countdown this week. So let's just sort of reset where we are at this point. We started out the hour with Justin Bieber being in the number 10 position, Jay Leno being the number 9 position, John McCain being the number 8 position, Obama's health care in the number 7 position, the NSA number 6, Olympics number 5, immigration number 4. So aren't you wondering what 3, 2, and 1 are? You will be rewarded for your patience with those items in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in. This half hour focuses on the top three items in the countdown, as we do every week at this time. It just happened this week. We're into the last week of January. So we get to number three here, the extreme winter weather. Once again, the meteorologists are trying to figure out what's going on. Do we have something unusual, or is this just a cold winter? Here's host Joey McLaughlin talking to meteorologist Craig Miller about the unusual recent winter weather spell.
Now, is this actually the polar vortex, or was that just craziness a few weeks ago?
Oh, no, this actually it is. It's the return of it. And it's something that we see throughout the winter. We haven't seen one in quite a while, though. The last few winters have been pretty mild.
Yeah, now this has been kind of an out-of-the-norm winter. Has it or has it not?
A little bit.
Okay.
Not that much. I think it's more of our perspective because of the last few winters being so mild. It's a little bit closer to typical. But the number of cold snaps that we're getting and the frequency of some of these lighter snowfalls, it's a little more than what we would typically see.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, when I was growing up, I remember it seemed like it snowed all the time. We had snow and big snows, and the last few years doesn't seem like that's been happening.
Not with the frequency like it did back in the past. And what we're seeing more, especially the last few winters, is we get some snow, some of them pretty big. Back in March, we had a huge storm that hit the area around Palm Sunday. But what we're seeing, though, is that when the snow falls, then it's just followed by warmer temperatures. And a lot of times, the vast majority of it melts within a few days.
Is this going to be the pattern for the rest of the winter? Is that what it's looking like?
It's kind of looking that way, unfortunately. I know a lot of us just want winter to be over with and get to some warmer temperatures. We're looking at some of our longer range outlooks here, and at least out into the middle of February, so at least for the next 2.5-3 weeks here, we are looking for much below normal temperatures to continue across, you know, a lot of the United States. This is affecting most of the lower 48 states. So it's just, again, it's that, that polar vortex has gotten farther south, and it just keeps sending little branches of it toward us here, and then we just plunge down with our temperatures.
Host John Williams talking to correspondent Dan Cohen about what happened in cities like Atlanta that made the recent winter storm so crippling.
My reading on this is that cities in the South, for instance, Atlanta, that's the one that's getting most of the attention, had a sense that a storm was coming, but they didn't know how bad it was going to be or what form it was going to take. Is that your read on it, too?
And there was an issue with the timing that perhaps they misunderstood when the impact of the storm would arrive. The National Weather Service started on Saturday warning of these horrible impacts from this winter weather moving this way. In New Orleans, the response was for officials to gather and to urge all schools and businesses to close, all government offices closed, and they knew not to send anyone out on the roads Tuesday, told everyone to stay home. In Atlanta, they thought they had more time because it was further east before the worst of the impacts got there. They thought they could get through the school day and the work day before it got too bad to send people home.
I see.
Wrong.
Yeah.
So,
What kind of storm was it? I mean, what did they think they were going to get a foot of snow, an inch of snow, and how much is enough for them to decide they have to do something in advance?
Well, the unique thing about this storm is it came in as a cold front that was meeting up with moisture rising up out of the Gulf of Mexico. So temperatures were in the 60s on Monday. And then in the 20s and 30s on Tuesday, as the moisture was moving in. So you had rain first and then the sudden drop in temperature, leaving a sheen of ice on everything as it turned from rain into freezing rain into sleet and then into snow as you went up further north. And where those lines would be, where the sleet line versus the snow line versus the rain line would be, forecasters were admittedly not sure exactly how that would fall.
Do you get the sense that this would have crippled a city in the north as well?
If it unfolded the same way, but we don't see that. See, you don't up in Minneapolis, up in Chicago, you're not seeing tropical moisture moving in as a cold front is moving down. That's one of the unique things about the Gulf Coast and the Deep South, all the way through Georgia and the Carolinas, is you get these competing systems, and the impacts are so different. The difference up north is you have the plows, you have the salt. You're right, and people are using table salts to try and, you know, melt the ice in their driveways and things like that in the Deep South now, because they don't have, unless, you know, except for their margaritas, they don't have rock salt. They don't have the salt that you can go out and buy to melt ice. It's just not anything that's ever needed. And the governments don't have it, or if they do, it's in a very limited supply.
That brings us to number two, the Super Bowl, up next here on our Talk Radio Countdown.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu Liquid Gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snow day!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
The show that overviews News Talk Radio events and discussions for the week. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number two, the item that's in the second position is discussion of the Super Bowl on regular talk radio stations and also sports talk radio. Here's host Lance McAllister talking about the possibility the NFL would have to move this weekend's Super Bowl because of impending lousy weather.
I have insisted all along the NFL's decision to play an outdoor cold weather Super Bowl is simply a dumb idea. I would put it among the 3 dumbest sports decisions perhaps in my lifetime. And that list would include Fox TV going with the glowing puck, like the flame behind the puck as they shot it on TV years ago. I would add home field advantage being dictated for the World Series by who wins the All-Star game, and I would add the NFL deciding to play to give up control of a controlled environment for its biggest game on its biggest stage for America's showcase event and play it in a cold weather outdoor city. I would put that in the company of the Fox glowing puck and Major League Baseball tying home field to an All-Star game. An NFL, you know, it's not news. We're getting hammered by snow. The East Coast is getting hammered by snow and chilling temperatures. An NFL, I can't say this with a straight face. An NFL official said this week, there is a contingency plan for Super Bowl, this coming Sunday Super Bowl, to be played at any point between Friday and Monday at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. It's like the Super Bowl on a slide scale. Well, you know, if it gets really bad, we could play it on Friday. We might move it to Saturday. We might move it to Monday. That can't be the NFL. That can't be what the Harris Poll says is our favorite sport. Admitting publicly this week that, oh boy, if it gets bad, we'll just move it 24 hours this way. Maybe 24 hours that way, or maybe like 48 hours that way. You know, never mind the people who have their flights and their hotels and their tickets. The NFL says, hey, just hang with us. We'll let you know. If it gets really bad, we might play, they might be playing the Super Bowl 1 week from tonight. Now, as big a proponent as I am of playing a Saturday night Super Bowl, and that's probably going to be a topic next week, it'd be much better to play a Super Bowl on a Saturday night. How with a straight face Can you take America's showcase event, the event that more people watch than any other, and say, we'll get back to you on it? It might be Friday, could be Saturday, probably be Sunday, but you never know, we might play the Super Bowl a week from this Monday. So much for protecting America's game and the biggest game of the season.
Host Jane Foy talking to CBS's Steve Futterman about security concerns for the game this Sunday.
What's going on in New Jersey?
Well, it's New Jersey, it's New York, it's really all these areas where people are gathering. And, you know, this is not anything new. Every Super Bowl has major security efforts. I think it's getting more attention for a couple of reasons. One, we're in New York, the New York City area. We all remember 9/11, even though it was many years ago. And this is also the first Super Bowl since the Boston Marathon bombing. And I think it's just heightened awareness. And we had a huge news conference yesterday with virtually all the security officials in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. It included the Director of Homeland Security as well. They said we're doing everything we can do. They feel that they're doing everything that they can do to make Sunday's game safe.
Now, who is taking the lead? Because as you recall, in many instances, one department is not communicating with another. Who's
right, and they made a point of that, and all these agencies were there, the main agencies were there, federal, state, and local. They said that they are in communication, that is not an issue. They were all at the same news conference. So we have to assume, I think, at this point that they are sharing the information. Obviously, the federal government plays the major role in all this. The FBI, a very key factor in all this. Department of Homeland Security. You also have the New Jersey State Police. I think technically they are the lead agency in securing the game because it is taking place in New Jersey. But all sorts of agencies. You have lots of Super Bowl activities in the New York City area in Manhattan. So the New York Police Department, William Bratton, they are involved as well.
Did anybody mention what a huge chunk of money it's going to take out of the New Jersey coffers? Well, how's Governor Christie going to pay for this?
Well, I think it was brought up, I talked to one, that this was a federal official. He said that this is part of their budget. In other words, they know there's going to be a Super Bowl every year. And the Super Bowl is unlike other sporting events. It is events in the sense that it's the biggest single-day sports event in the U.S. You have, obviously, the World Series. That goes over many days. The other difference is the Super Bowl is in a designated city every year. The other events take place, except for maybe the college national championship football game, these other events take place depending on who wins, which teams advance. The Super Bowl we knew was going to be in New York many years in advance. But as far as the budget, he said this is something we budget for every year. They know they're going to have a Super Bowl. They know that they're going to have a responsibility. So that's part of the budget.
And here are our hosts Dave Ross and Linda Thomas talking to Motley Fool's Chris Hill about the $4 million price tag for Super Bowl commercials.
Everybody says, what a waste of money. But these are business people, and you don't spend $4 million unless you expect a payback. So it must be worth the money, right?
I think in some cases it is worth the money. If you're one of the bigger companies, you could make an argument that Pepsi and Coca-Cola and Budweiser, they don't need to spend money on advertising because we already know about their brand. But really, their job to advertise on the Super Bowl is just to reinforce that brand. They're not necessarily looking to move sales. I think it's tougher for the smaller companies, and we've seen a lot of them fail, particularly if you go back a decade or so, where some of the dot-com companies, Pets.com and others, were really trying to get a lot of buzz. And it turns out that's all they got was buzz. They didn't get actual sales out of it.
Well, that's the trick, right, is to turn buzz into sales. But talk about exposure. I don't know if you saw this. It was on CBS. There was the Super Bowl ad countdown where they had the best ads throughout history. And it was a show about ads sponsored by other ads.
I saw it for about 2 minutes. I decided, you know what? I am not going to buy into that. I'm not going to sit there and
watch. Oh, you're stronger than we were.
You did it?
The E-Trade baby is just hilarious. So, Chris, what are the expected hits this year?
It's interesting. I think SodaStream is getting a lot of attention in part because their new spokeswoman is Scarlett Johansson. I'm a fan of hers. I think she has a lot of fans out there, but it'll be interesting to see if that actually does anything to move sales, right? Because for SodaStream, they're not just looking for the attention. They're looking to move more product. They're looking to convince more people that they should have that device in their home to make their own soda. So, again, I think the safer bet is on the bigger players, the well-known names, Pepsi, Budweiser, some of the automakers. But just to go back to the television show you were referring to, we're starting to see more of that with companies doubling down on their investment. Jaguar, the luxury automaker, has bought a 60-second Super Bowl ad for $8 million.
What?
The time costs $8 million. I don't know what it cost them to produce the ad, but Jaguar is also spending an additional $5 million on top of that to promote the fact that they have a Super Bowl ad.
So they have the ad and then the promotion for the ad.
Absolutely.
Wondering about number one, are you? Number one is the discussion following the State of the Union address. And we'll get to that in a matter of moments here as we wrap up this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back into the final portion of the Talk Radio Review for this hour. Doug Steffen here. Number one, State of the Union Address from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington. Host Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong talked to Senator Chris Coons of Delaware about some of the things the president had to say in the State of the Union address this past Tuesday.
President Obama sees raising the minimum wage as critical to taking our economy to the next level. Others say job creation is more of a key. What are your thoughts on that element of the State of the Union?
Well, I thought one of the stronger parts of the State of the Union speech last night was when the president challenged us to work together in a bipartisan way to move beyond just raising the minimum wage and to do things that can help invest in American workers, invest in strengthening their skills, invest in strengthening our exports, and in particular, invest in strengthening manufacturing. I asked the president in person 2 weeks ago to emphasize manufacturing. It's one of the stronger areas of economic growth in our country over the last 4 years, and it is a place where there are bipartisan bills here in the Senate and in the House that could be passed that would strengthen our path towards a more robust economic recovery.
The president also called on Congress to make this a year of action. Is that merely a rally cry, or does it point to some of the divisiveness you're seeing on Capitol Hill right now?
Well, I was struck that the president laid out a theme that went back and forth between suggesting executive actions he would take and calling on Congress to act in a broader way, in a bipartisan way, to solve bigger problems. I think he is hopeful that there can still be progress on immigration reform, and I think he is hopeful there can still be progress, as I just mentioned, in building the middle class through growing manufacturing jobs and investing in skills for other jobs. So those were areas where he had a lighter touch. It was less partisan. It was more positive and more hopeful.
Senator, you mentioned manufacturing. As a lawmaker who represents Delaware, in terms of specific takeaways, is manufacturing, for instance, an area you think Delaware could benefit from down the road? What are some of the things that you looked for and listened for in the speech that benefits us here in the first state?
Well, I do think that a shared commitment, Republican and Democrat, House and Senate, to work together to invest more in American workers, to strengthen skills, access to capital, access to export markets, was a big theme of the speech and one I welcomed and was glad to hear. I have visited with several manufacturers in Delaware that have recently brought jobs back from overseas. And that was one of the things that the president highlighted early in the speech, was that while he and the executive branch can encourage that, can champion that, our making changes to the tax code would accelerate that, the return of jobs that had been sent overseas to the United States.
And here are some talk radio callers reacting, weighing in, if you will, on what the president said. They like it or don't like it. The State of the Union, remember, is number one this week on the countdown.
I graduated college in December, and, you know, raising the minimum wage is going to do nothing but hurt our economy. It's going to put more money into circulation, thereby devaluing the dollar as it exists now, causing prices to go up, and just putting our economy in a worse state than it is right now. The president needs to actually get with people that are in industries that are actually working outside of the government in the private sector to create and to craft his policy so that it will actually help Main Street America instead of helping Washington, D.C. and those that live in large cities.
I just want to say that I thought that the president correctly put emphasis on the economy today, and because I believe that social issues are not, should not be displayed on the State of the Union. The economy is the correct place to go, and I'm hoping that Congress will cooperate with everything that is outlined in the State of the Union today.
I feel that the president did not address an important issue that's not really kept up in the media, and that's fracking. He was talking about us not depending on foreign oil and our production of natural gas, but he didn't bring up the faults and implications of water issues in regards to drinking, and I feel he didn't address something that's, that compromises our economy, and that's climate change.
I'm very, very pleased with the 2014 things that are projected by our great president, and I think we all need to come together as one, because we all consider one nation under God, and follow his leadership, and we can see us only progressing instead of digressing.
The State of the Union address is the most talked about item this week in the world of news talk radio. So let's go from number 10 as we finish off the hour to number 1. Number 10, Justin Bieber's problems. Number 9, Jay Leno leaves The Tonight Show. Number 8, John McCain gets it in the neck from the Arizona Republican Party. Obamacare is 7. NSA spying number 6. Olympic security number 5. Immigration legislation number 4. Winter weather number 3, Super Bowl number 2, State of the Union number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.